This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The recipients of John's first letter had heard and obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. John informs his readers, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." 1 John 1:3. John, like all the Bible writers, was concerned that false teachers might deceive God's children and lead them astray. He pleads with them, "Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall continue in the Son and in the Father." 1 John 2:24. Is John warning his fellow Christians of the danger of falling from grace? The message these early Christians had heard was the saving gospel of Christ. We do not know the circumstances surrounding the conversion of the people to whom John wrote, but we know the absolute necessity of men's and women's hearing the gospel to be saved. Paul asked, "How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Romans 10:14-17. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation. Romans 1:16. But it must be heard and obeyed. May individuals hear the message, obey it from the heart, and then turn their backs on the Lord. If that were not the case, why did John urge his Christian brothers and sisters to "let that therefore abide in you which you have heard from the beginning"? The word "abide," meno in the Greek, means to live or to remain. The author of Hebrews warned his readers, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." Hebrews 2:1. The danger, according to most translations of that verse, was slipping away or drifting away from what they had heard. If we cannot slip away, or if it makes no difference when we do, what was the purpose of the warnings in Hebrews and in other Bible books? The Greek word meno is translated abide, continue, and remain. John uses the word 23 times in 1 John alone. In the verse I am examining with you, the word abide is in the present tense. Charles Williams renders the Greek, "Let what you have heard from the beginning continue to live in your hearts. If you do, you will always remain in union with the Son and the Father. If what we have heard remains in us, we will not depart from the faith." That shows how absolutely essential it is that we know the truth and live by it. Please take careful note of the second part of the verse I'm discussing with you. If that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you, you shall also continue or abide in the Son and in the Father. Am I perverting the meaning of this text if I say, if that which you have heard from the beginning does not abide in you, you shall not continue in the Son and in the Father? In very simple terms, what will happen to those who do not keep the Word in their hearts? Will they also continue in the Son and in the Father? Our salvation is contingent on our faithfulness, or these words from 1 John make no sense. Some religious teachers deny the possibility of a Christian's apostatizing, but the biblical evidence refutes that position. The author of Hebrews said, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Hebrews 3:12. The word "departing" is a translation of the Greek apostanai, from which we get our English word apostasy. Thank you, and may God bless you.